This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to...
You know, Melanie, I want to get into the Costa video coming up when Kalen Robertson is in studio with us. I want you to ride shotgun with us, but I want to get back. I want to get back to this poor lady killed in Iowa, murdered, kidnapped, raped, the illegal alien admits she did it here illegally. And imagine if, you know, American gets arrested illegally down in Mexico doing that. It's all over the news. But here they try to cover it up. So when guns kill people at a high school, it's the end of the world. But when an illegal alien kills somebody, you know, they don't care. Or when a gun is used, they don't care. When it's against a citizen. And it's just amazing how they try to openly say, don't cover this. Don't talk about it. And I think it just shows a tone deafness of the Democrats, where they'll say for 2 weeks, ban Alex Jones off the internet, he's evil, blah, 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 and then they take me off a bunch of platforms, and Trump says it's wrong to do that, and they go, no one took him off. You're crazy. There's no conspiracy. In the same publications, New York Times, Washington Post, Vox, they'll have the same author 2 days later say, no one's taking Alex Jones off. What do you make of all this?
Well, I definitely see the double standards here on the left. Notice if it were an instance like with Michael Brown, who was shot and killed, they would never be saying, oh, well, you know, this happened, but, you know, we've got to just overlook it and look at our policy that we're trying to look at here. They would never have done that with the Michael Brown shooting, but here they are with this instance here where it doesn't fit their political agenda to acknowledge what actually happened and talk about the issue at hand here, where we have real problems with border security. And yes, there are illegal immigrants who come here and rape women and kill people. And these people need to be vetted. They need to be screened at the border and sent back into Mexico, where their government can deal with them. So they don't want to acknowledge the real policy because it doesn't fit their political agenda. So like I said, the left just likes to have manufactured outrage and emotional hysteria over subjects that they can use to commit their political agendas.
And what you just said is so smart. That's really the answer to this, to explain to the leftist. You got Michael Brown being killed by the police. You have the media lying about what happened. Turns out the cops told the truth, just a fact. You have all these riots and little stuff over that went on and on for years. And imagine if people said, hey, just move on to real problems, not Michael Brown, you know, getting shot. You know, let's talk about something else. People would go crazy. But it turns out that was a justifiable shooting. This one, the guy goes, kidnaps her, murders her, admits he does it, and they're like, that doesn't matter. It's just it's like they're comic book villains. Is why I keep saying that, because the Democrats have really taken on pure evil.
Exactly. And they're utilizing the mainstream media, which we're going to get into and talk about Jim Acosta, in order to propagate the minds of the left, in order to make them have hysterical reactions to people on the right and to automatically make assumptions about them. And that's why it's getting harder and harder to have this dialogue with leftists, because like at the protest yesterday, many of them said, turn your back on fake news, turn your back on Republicans, don't talk to them. The protesters won't even talk to us anymore. They're shutting down dialogue just like a cult. It's very concerning. And even though Jim Acosta seems scared and concerned about people saying CNN is fake news and yelling at CNN, we should be concerned about the cult-like mentality of the Democrats and how they're shutting themselves off from even engaging in discourse with the right.
That's right. Millie, you're still on Twitter for now. I've been reinstated, probably not for long. But you had your own YouTube channel for years. You've also done some InfoWars reporting there. I wonder if they'll delete it. You've boldly still, in the face of the thought police, because it's just my channel that got banned, not Alex Jones' presence on YouTube. People should subscribe there because you've got your own reports and also reports you do for InfoWars. So tell folks they can follow you on Twitter at Millie Weaver, Millie_Weaver on Twitter. But also tell folks.
The only Millie Weaver that's verified on Twitter. So Millie_Weaver. of Verified on Twitter, or you can actually subscribe to my YouTube channel, Millennial Millie, on YouTube. And, you know, Alex, ever since this has happened, I've actually had a big bump in subscribers on YouTube and on Twitter. So please follow my platform, because I'm going to be...
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive. But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
Babylon, Mr. Religion, ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group at all.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing? While history is being recorded, will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, f*** you, f*** you, f*** you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Kalen Roberts. Robertson's with us for the rest of the hour in studio. He's the right-hand guy, and really, when Tommy said, if I ever go to prison or something, they're trying to put me in prison for covering things, go talk to Kalen Robertson. Well, he's in studio with us. Tommy Robinson, of course, just got out a few weeks ago. He's been on vacation. He only did Tucker Carlson. He lost more than 35 pounds while he was in there. Horrible things happened. They put him in the Islamic wing. They showered feces on him, you name it. And the media spun it and said, oh, nothing's happening to Tommy. Well, it backfired. A major national movement started out of it. And now they were forced to release him. And so giving us the details in studio is Kalen Robertson at Kalen Rob, C-A-O-L-A-N, Rob, on Twitter for now. Of course, he's here right while we're being deplatformed globally as well. But great to have you here in studio. We'll come back to Millie Weaver because this all ties together in the next segment. So stay there. We're not chucking with us, Millie. But good to have you here in studio.
Good to see you.
Powerful stuff you said when he was in prison, those speeches you gave. You say you're not really an on-air guy. You're a behind-the-scenes guy building great websites and great camera work for Tommy. But what's the most, instead of me asking the questions, what's the most important thing you want to tell the public or maybe recap what happened and how Tommy's doing and he may be on Thursday and what's unfolding?
Well, obviously, he's doing a lot better than expected. A lot of people, including me, didn't actually think that he would be able to get out of that situation. It was so serious. And you know what? His mental health really has obviously deteriorated. That's exactly what the state wanted. That's what the police wanted.
You could see it on TV. He had that look of prisoner of war.
Yeah, well, exactly. They got what they wanted. Not the final goal, which is for him to disappear completely, but for him to be completely broken down. They put him in solitary confinement for 23 and a half hours a day. He could barely move, barely do anything, obviously. He was mentally tortured by other inmates, Muslim inmates, who were throwing feces through the door and doing all these horrendous things. Nothing was done about it. He wasn't moved. In fact, he was moved from the first prison, which was pretty much fine, where he could go to the gym and roam around freely, to a much more high security, not Muslim majority. That was something that we reported earlier on. But it was still a huge, huge, huge Muslim presence prison, which caused major mental turmoil.
And they stuck his cell by the mosque.
Yeah. It's sort of a religious praying center, but everybody who uses it is a Muslim. So they have to walk by his cell door like four times a day, screaming the abuse. He's got to sit there listening to all that. He's got no one to talk to. All he's got is some letters to read.
And one can of tuna and crackers a day.
Exactly. And he walks out of prison basically broken by the state, which is exactly what they wanted to do. He went.
Well, I've seen Vietnam prisoner of war films, and they have that. It's not a wimpy look. It's like they're 1,000 miles off, and now he has that. He has that look now.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Is he coming out of it?
Yeah, he is. He's a fighter. He's been through this before. He's been through absolute hell before.
What, like a year or so before, and then they tortured him? And
Yeah. He'll recover. He'll come out fighting. He'll do exactly what they don't want him to do. But he needed this time with his family to be able to recoup. He went away for a couple of weeks, and he just needed to be able to, you know, get his energy back, and he's going to come back 100 miles an hour. Although they're trying to take him back to prison again. I don't know if you know about the second court case.
I did. In fact, I should have started with that. Tell folks. That's the headline. Traitor UK government trying to take Tommy Robinson back to prison.
Yep, that's pretty much it. So they're going to have a brand new trial. They basically threw out the first one because it was undemocratic. They said that everything was wrong with it. And now they want to do a brand new one from scratch. So we don't know what's going to happen. Everything is uncertainty, which is how they want him to exist. They want him to exist in a constant state of uncertainty so he can't plan anything. He can't plan any videos. He can't plan any of his life because he doesn't know where he's going to be in a month. He doesn't know when he's going to be back in prison. Whether he's going to be under house arrest. He has no idea what's going to happen. And that's exactly how they wanted it.
Well, you know, he is a prisoner of war for our sovereignty. He really is a hero.
Yeah, but they saw that. They saw him rising through the ranks. They saw him go from an average guy in Luton, walking around the street, seeing something that was wrong in his own town, rising through the local population, straight onto mass media, all on his own. And they saw what he was doing and how many people...
A true leader.
Yeah, he could click his fingers and get tens of thousands of people on the street. No other politician in Britain can do that. It's terrifying for them. And the direction that they're trying to push him down will, well, in the end result, if they keep doing this, it will reverse all that because they're, you know, if they want him thrown in jail and they want him completely mentally destroyed, that's how you make someone disappear and that's how you take away their power.
And then there's the whole John Wayne angle, but the real deal, like, you know, 9 Antifa, there's only like 2 or 3 of you and you kick their butt. When they're trying to kill you, and over again this happens, he's trying to have a picnic with his family, a couple of Islamists come over, they attack him, he kicks their ass, he's not a big guy, it's the real John Wayne factor here.
Yeah, well, it's been violently, look at the video, he's been violently attacked, so is the whole crew. It's been happening for years. But this isn't something that should surprise anyone. But what I thought was, as soon as we started making things mainstream, as soon as things like that started to be put into the public light on the internet, that it wouldn't be allowed to happen anymore, that people would be so outraged by what was happening in 2013 and the rise of the EDL. The internet wasn't around back then, but now it is. And I thought this sort of stuff would stop because it would bring it to the surface. But in fact, they fought back just as hard as they did before.
But I've watched the body language of the jail guards. They brought him out and the police around him now. Now everybody's like in awe. You can tell they all admire him. They all know they're working for traitors. I think we've really reached the tipping point in the UK.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are walking around in fear. I live in London and I can see the way it's changed ever since I moved there in 2013. It was pretty calm before. Things were obviously escalating.
I can't even cover it all now. The acid attacks, the beatdowns, the stabbings, the shootings.
Oh, where I live.
The truck attacks.
Yeah, all the residents where I live pay a fee every month to have private police on lots of the street corners because the police just can't cope with the massive demand. So you can see police in these purple uniforms which have been paid by the residents, which is all I saw when I was doing the South Africa documentary with Lauren Southern. It's basically turning into Johannesburg.
Oh, we got to talk about South Africa. When you were saying, and I was saying a year ago, they're going to take the white farmers' land. Now it's happening. Now they're killing them in mass. And then the government says, we're not letting you leave. We're going to kill you.
It's absolutely terrifying that they're actually letting this happen. The governments are working with South Africa, and they're
like the British and South. Exactly, so we're not letting you out. You're going to die. We'll be right back. It's all virtue signaling, next level, and Millie Weaver.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to live.
Well, we've got Taylan Robertson, of course, right-hand man of Tommy Robinson, who's been convalescing the last 3 weeks since he got out of the gulag for covering the giant child kidnapping rings that they say don't exist, which he first exposed 12 years ago, that are now confirmed. Riding shotgun is investigative journalist Billy Weaver, who just confronted Jim Acosta, one of the biggest liars in the fake news media at the mafia organization CNN, that's driving to have us unpersoned. And, Billy, we've got Taylan here, and he's breaking down the parallels from having had private police forces everywhere, the breakdown of England, always known as one of the lowest crime rates in the world, to now having one above New York City on average, the acid attacks, the stabbing attacks. You were in South Africa. We'll talk about that with Laura Southern. You also were in Australia, mobbed by supporters, but also mobbed by people trying to keep you from speaking. I mean, this is an image, Billy, of the left worldwide on the march, funded by big corporations, the Chi-Coms, trying to dominate populists everywhere, calling us Nazis, but that's just not the truth. This is an amazing time to be alive, Millie.
Exactly, Alex. And what's happening with Tommy Robinson is a case in point example as to why it's so valuable to live in a country that has a constitution like we do in America that affords us the right to have political speech. I don't believe that they would have had the right to have thrown Tommy Robinson in jail in America if he were an American citizen. But yet they can do that in the UK because they don't have the constitution to restrict their government. Now, I really wanted to get to the Jim Acosta interview because there's some very interesting subtleties that went on between the interview I did with
him. We're going to do that. And then as an investigative journalist, we'll get Kaylin's take on this phenomenon as well. Fake news. The next segment, we will get back to Kaylin and South Africa and the latest on Tommy Robinson and more. But you're right. We'll finish up with you now. Set up the video. Go through the subtleties for us.
So let me just do a little intro really quick. I initially asked Jim Acosta about his support of the hashtag free press movement, where essentially he's criticizing President Trump for criticizing the mainstream media. He claims that he's doing a dangerous thing by demonizing the mainstream media to the American public and thus putting the media at risk. Well, here's the thing with that. On the same time he's pushing hashtag free press, free journalism, he's advocating, CNN is advocating for InfoWars to be banned and shut down off of social media platforms. So he can't have a double standard there where he's advocating for free press and then at the same time he's campaigning for other news organizations to be censored. So,
and again, they equate Trump, this is critical, they equate Trump with saying they're liars with them assaulting him, and they say, you're going to have the blood on your hands when we get attacked, clearly setting up a false flag in my view, or a provocateuring one. And then they go, oh, but Jones denies Sandy Hook. More made-up, twisted garbage right from Hillary Clinton. But if I did say that I don't believe official news stories, if I say I believe the moon's made of cheese, that is my right. I mean, they are literally just total hypocrites. We talk about CNN. It's crazy. So let's go ahead. And again, this was last night, Trump's event. Tell folks where it was.
This was in Charleston, West Virginia at Donald Trump's rally. And he gave an amazing speech where Trump actually called out the censorship that's been happening with InfoWars and you, Alex Jones, and he warned against it. So it was interesting. I didn't even hear his speech because I was outside interviewing, but I actually called Jim Acosta out on basically the same lines that Trump called the mainstream media out. Let's go ahead and roll some of the clip from
Let's start with Acosta. Here it is last night.
Hey, Jim Acosta, what do you think about Alex Jones being banned? Is that okay?
I don't really have a comment. I'm sorry.
Well, given that they had hashtag free press, as a fellow journalist, I'm not going to do anything attack. As a fellow journalist, you know, hashtag free press was trending. Are you concerned at all?
I certainly support freedom of the press. I support freedom of speech. I certainly don't like what we've seen over the last couple of years, the president attacking the press. I think that that's really put a spotlight on the importance of a free press. And I think anybody who, you know, responsibly exercises that right to free speech, right of freedom of the press, that ought to be respected.
Well, don't you think that it's within the president's First Amendment for him to criticize make comment against the media?
Absolutely. It's well within his First Amendment rights to make comments about the media. But it's also within my First Amendment rights to say that I don't think it's a good idea for the president of the United States to demonize the press and to call us the enemy of the people and that sort of thing. I think that kind of speech
potentially
put journalists in harm's way, and that's something that I've consistently said. And I would certainly say it to you guys.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, some leftists out there will say InfoWars is fake news, but then many on the right, you've even heard, says CNN is fake news, NBC is fake news. So what do you think about how...
Just because you say you can't ban somebody.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to make this the last thing that I say because I got to get going.
Please stop.
My personal opinion is that you can't put CNN in the same category as InfoWars with all due respect. I think if you look at what the Sandy Hook parents are going through right now with respect to
CNN. What about Iraq, all the people you killed?
You're interrupting me. I think if you were to take a look at what the Sandy Hook parents are going through right now with respect to InfoWars, that there is a conversation.
Going through. They keep saying, I'm saying it. It's the media saying.
What's being said in the public sphere, what's being said on social media, and what is being told to a lot of people out there who trust what you say. And, for example, I don't think it's right to say to the Sandy Hook parents out there that what happened was a hoax. I don't think that that's appropriate.
So do you think the answer is to ban and censor?
So you don't have a First Amendment if they say you said that.
Listen, everybody has a right to free speech. Everybody has a right to freedom of the press. But I also think that you have to be responsible in exercising that right.
This is one of the biggest liars on purpose that gets caught lying constantly.
CNN was calling for InfoWars to be banned. Don't you think that's kind of hypocritical, though?
It has to be fact-based and truth-based.
But don't you think as a fellow news organization, you shouldn't be calling for other news to be banned?
We deal with the truth, we deal with the facts, and I would recommend that you guys do the same thing, in my personal opinion.
But don't you think it's better to just counter?
Respectfully.
I understand, but don't you think it's better to just counter people rather than ban them and censor them?
So, again, that is one of the biggest liars out there, but at least he had the courage to talk to her. You know, look wimpy if he ran off.
Well, you gotta listen to the end, though, Alex. The ending's like the best part. I warn him about the pendulum swinging the other direction, and he looks back, and he looks kind of terrified. Essentially, Jim Acosta, notice when he says, oh, well, we can't compare CNN to InfoWars. You know what? Maybe we can't, because InfoWars has not had to make nearly as many retractions for fake news as CNN. And in fact, Paul Joseph Watson, one of our star reporters, actually has 200,000 more followers on Twitter than Jim Acosta does. So maybe they're out of our league.
Well, I mean, Tech Stelter, he can't even get 5 retweets, even though and that's why Stelter, there's a powerful video I'm going to do of Mark Dice next hour, where he's laying all this out. It's just insane. All right, Millie, the full video's on InfoWars.com. You're right. The real kicker's there. Thank you so much. Look forward to you being on again, and thanks for all the great work you're doing.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, there's a full video. InfoWars confronts fake news king Jim Acosta over censorship. Hypocrite reporter promotes hashtag free press while supporting social media crusade against Alex Jones. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us when we talk to the right-hand man of the big patriot out of the UK. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Okay, here's the deal. Next segment and in the next hour, we've got information so bombshell that it's like everything else here is bombshell. It gives me a headache because I don't even feel like I've properly built this stuff up. We have the total proof of Hillary, absolute Russian collusion, hiding in plain view. It was even in Politico last year, but now we have the rest of the eyewitness report from the credible witnesses. Exclusive audio coming up with Lee Stranahan. And he'll stagger in with Roger, who's obviously a target of all this, as an expert to talk about it from the inside into the next hour. And then Kalen Robertson. I'm going to tape an interview with him about Tommy Robinson and all he's been through. We're trying to get him on Thursday with some of his first interviews here, a political prisoner. So we're going to have a special taped interview that's going to be on InfoWars.com, if not today, tomorrow. But, Haley, you got cut off. There's so much breaking news here. Just recapping what Tommy's been through, what's happening in the UK, the danger. But then you've been to Australia. You've been to South Africa. You've been all over. They're now, the UK government, others are saying, take the white farmers, kill them. And it's like, I'm an anti-white supremacist guy. But then you sit there and you see the left organizing all these other minority groups who are a majority worldwide, 90% of the world's not white, that whites are inherently evil and need to be killed. Five other African countries have wiped out all the white farmers and then collapsed back into the jungle. It's just what happened. Now they're trying, I mean, I saw them saying to Australia, the ANC president a month ago, don't let whites flee. They have to stay here. But we're going to kill you. He says, we're going to slit your throat. These are the quotes. We're going to take your property. That's the defense minister right there. And it's like Hitler speeches. But Hitler didn't say we're going to kill you. He did it secretly. It was wrong. This guy is saying this, and it's just the craziest stuff on earth. And most of these ANC folks aren't even Zulu that were actually in South Africa, as you know. You've been there. I've read history books on it. The Zulu were nomadic, very tough, very knight-like, very cool. But it was kind of a wasteland compared to other areas of Africa. The Dutch came in 400 years ago, made it green. Then there was huge African migration into the area because there was cities and towns and prosperity. So the idea that whites that have been there 400 years are bad, and so because they're white, they deserve to have their land taken and killed when most of them are poor. I'm ranting. Just the whole gestalt. Go ahead.
Oh, well, this is happening globally. This kind of rhetoric isn't just in South Africa. It's not just in the political chambers of there. It's happening in Australia. It's happening in the UK. It's happening everywhere. This kind of creeping anti-white racism. You see it with tweets with political people in America. You see it with tweets in political people in the UK. Kill all whites, so the verified accounts, they get away with it. But what happens is, in South Africa, the only reason that's different is because it's 30, 40 years ahead where those people are running the country. It's super, super scary seeing it on the ground. We actually interviewed some of the top members of the Black First Land First group, which say that they want to kill all white journalists, and they want to confiscate white land using the army and the force, and they want to make South Africa black again. We interviewed the senior deputy leader of that, and she didn't know who Lauren Southern was, but she was very, very honest about what she wanted to do with that country. Her views, she said every single place she went up and down the whole of South Africa were accepted. Everywhere she went, everybody embraced her views to violently remove white people. And that is basically the symptom of a country that has Marxism pushed on it, far-left ideologies pushed on it, and then this kind of victimhood where they need, Marxism and communism need someone to blame everything.
Liberation theology.
Which is why they want to keep the whites in South Africa, because if they leave, they'll go, oh my God, there's no one else to blame. And then that is going to happen. They're going to start blaming each other. They're going to start separating into black tribal groups. And then basically the whole of South Africa will just revert back to tribal warfare.
That's happened in five other countries where this is Zimbabweification.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so many people in South Africa told us that it's turning into Zimbabwe. Actually, our black hotel security guard told me that South Africa was better under apartheid and that it was turning into...
And again, we're not defending it. You replace one evil that's kind of an old centralized system with a true evil system.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there is a massive storm and cloud of evil over South Africa. It's sweeping the West, but... It's going to be catastrophic for the people there. It was so heartbreaking interviewing all the families who had been affected by this, who have had their daughters raped, mutilated, murdered. I interviewed the woman who said that she had to clean the skin from the rim of the bath from the 12-year-old boy that was boiled alive in one of the house robberies. And people are so desensitized to it now there because they see it in every single part of life.
But we're taught only white people can be racist or be barbarous. That's totally not true. I mean, in South Africa and Africa, the more barbarous, the better. That's how you extract the power. That's how you do it. And if you're an albino, they torture you and eat you, even if you're African. I mean, and Christianity tried to fix it. Notice the Chi-Coms come in. They build a fence and give no one anything. They just extract everything. The West brought medicine and railroads and everything.
Oh, yeah, they did.
But don't worry, it's all leaving now.
Oh, well, no. Well, wherever whites colonized, you'll have other cultures go to it and embrace all the greatness of it. And then as soon as the whites are persecuted, they leave. Everybody follows them for wherever they go next. But this kind of evil has existed for hundreds and thousands of years across the world. But the only thing that's so annoying about it now is the selective outrage by it. Nobody seems to care.
But in the time of the Romans, I mean, when they would march into Germany and places, people were boiling people alive and killing, and it was barbarous as well. I think it was Christianity, I think, is what the West had to offer that was special.
Oh, yeah. And the Christian beliefs of the farmers in South Africa was absolutely inspirational. They were absolutely dedicated to the Bible. It was the one thing that was keeping them all together. It's the one thing.
Well, Hollywood acts like it's you know, a Lethal Weapon movie where there's some racist guy going, argh. No, really, they're like super Spartan, very, really poor, but just working all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Christianity is the only thing that, keeps them together in South Africa. Christianity made the West, and it made goodness. It took away so much evil that was plaguing our societies for thousands of years. And now it's declining. Obviously, we've seen evil take over the West as well. We've seen what's happening in Sweden, in Britain, in Australia, in America, everywhere. Evil is taking over again, and it's absolutely terrifying. It's very, very sad.
Tell us about Australia. You went there, too.
I thought Australia was fine before I went there. No one really talks about Australia. They think, you know, it's just a little country over in the corner, and if everything goes terribly in Europe, we would probably just flee there. That's what a lot of people seem to think. But no, they same rhetoric that we're seeing in Britain, that we're seeing in America, the same kind of anti-white Marxist rhetoric and far-left social justice rhetoric is taking place there just as much. We had a coach full of people trying to turn up to our Melbourne speech, overturned, the windows were smashed, the tires were smashed by Antifa, the police fined us $63,000 just to police the event. At every single turn, they tried to cancel it. We went to New Zealand. The venue pulled out a few hours before and told us to get off the premises within an hour, and thousands of protesters protested it in the city nearby. Just this is Lauren Southern and Stefan Molyneux. And so it would be just as difficult to organize an event in Portland or in London as it would in Melbourne or New Zealand. The virus has spread globally.
And let's be clear. The eugenicists wanted to release bioweapons to knock out the third world. Christians and others have stopped it. And now the globalists just said, well, we'll just go and brainwash the third world that outnumbers you 10-1. We'll make them racist. We'll bring them in, use them politically as a weapon. And every Western country is accepting the takeover except Russia. And now Trump is trying. And that's why they hate Russia so much. Russia is not going along with this.
No, no, they're not. A lot of people are looking to Russia and Eastern Europe as the last countries of bastions of nationalism and patriotism and countries that actually care about their own.
And again, you know why? Because they're the line on the East that's constantly been slammed into for thousands of years.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they have a cultural memory.
Yeah, hard times create strong men, and it's exactly the case in Eastern Europe and Russia. And good times create weak men. This is what we've seen in Britain and the rest of Europe. We've seen flimsy, demasculated men floating around, letting their entire continent just be given away in a silver platter to the rest of the world, bought up by this Marxist ideology, the globalism ideology, which has been indoctrinated to their children and their children's children throughout the education system. It's so sad seeing it actually play out. This has started in the 60s, but only now are we actually starting to see the impacts of it. Only now are we starting to see. Do you know how many people are arrested in London, in the UK, every single day for hate speech? It's 9, and 5 of those are convicted. That means thrown in prison. It's shocking.
You make the Hitler joke that John Cleese would make with your dog, you're talking a year in prison.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, these are flimsy comments.
And now it's here. I've got all these senators saying they want me off the air, period.
Of course. This doesn't surprise anyone in the UK. In America, everyone's really shocked about you being...
Oh, no, the UK papers are like, damn right, arrest Alex.
And the people in Britain are like, well, yes, of course, I'm surprised it didn't get taken off earlier. They don't want it to happen, they don't support it, but they're not surprised by it. Everyone's desensitized to censorship, which is what they wanted. When you start being censored, and when they start doing things like this, and nobody bats an eyelid, and no one shrugs their shoulders, that's when it becomes really dangerous, because people are used to it.
Well, Kalen Robertson, we're going to interview you again. We're impressed. Big, giant news on the other side that could bring down Hillary and the globalists if you get it out. Stay with us. Thank you, Kalen, for coming to town.
Thanks.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWars.
All right, Roger Stone did like 30 interviews yesterday until he was up to like 2 in the morning, you can imagine. I told him, I said, dude, you look exhausted. You're not going to host the fourth hour and take off the war room today. Stop killing yourself. He is fighting so hard for this country. He broke the exclusive that he's talked to two high-level people involved with the Mueller witch hunt probe, and then they are looking. They're preparing to indict Donald Trump Jr. So what I'm going to do this segment is just talk about some generalities, and then we'll start the fourth hour with Lee Stranahan, who's his own talk show host and own journalism school guy. And so he'll host the show from the perspective of the Citizen Journalism School. And so the views and things he breaks down there will be from the view of the citizenjournalismschool.com, you know, as a guest here. But I want to just talk about generalities with him in this segment, the next, and I'm gonna go and work on a bunch of big things we've got happening. But I'll definitely be listening because you get punch drunk to Russia, 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 Russia. And then you pull back. There was actually an article in Politico last year in January that Ukraine's efforts to sabotage Trump backfired. So This is before Trump even got inaugurated, 0-1-11. This is like 9 days before. And I remember this was like a 21-page report. And I already knew all this, basically, from our sources when he'd been in the New York Times. You know, the New York Times, it used to be pure evil. Like, they had articles, Hillary's uranium problem, Hillary's Ukraine problem in like 2015 and stuff. But now they're just pure lies. I mean, it is like these people are like the mafia. I mean, I wouldn't get in a room alone with them. I wouldn't talk to them. I mean, they are like hungry wolves that haven't eaten in 2 weeks. I mean, they're just like tongues wagging, eyes wild, like they got rabies or something. So this next hour, he's going to play the exclusive clips. I'm going to ride with him a little bit to get into it. But he's gone out and interviewed the people from the original roadmap in Politico. At the embassies, in the government, all of them that witnessed it, he's got the proof. This is unbelievable. But let me explain how money laundering works with the Clintons. They send stuff out to the State Department money, billions of dollars, out to Haiti or Russia or wherever to take over those governments. And then a large portion comes back into the foundation or into the campaign. And they don't even try to hide it. Meanwhile, you've got Republican congressmen, three of them indicted the last month, for buying their campaign drinks. You're allowed to buy the campaign manager's dinner, not drinks, under federal law. And flying the daughter of the congressman out of California, Duncan Hunter's pet rabbit. So you've got Obama with $84 million of secret money, and he got a $375,000 fine on $84 million. I mean, that's Associated Press. So these people, it'd be like having Hitler as the head judge at the Nuremberg trial. And then he sentences George Soros to life in prison for just being a collaborator. You're like, well, I kind of, but George Soros was 14, 15. You know, he is a Nazi collaborator. He's a bad guy. Maybe he goes to prison or something. But, you know, Hitler, you can't really sit in judgment over Soros. You're, you know, got to help you round up Jews. Because, you know, they had to have Jews that were could speak Yiddish and stuff. They could, you know, send in and capture them. So that's all coming up. We're gonna go to Lee here in just a moment and to get his kind of gestalt of this, his boil down, his first look, and then we'll come back and do it all. Let me just say this now, though, ladies and gentlemen. We are running several specials right now, new specials, that are the biggest we've ever done. And I'll just be honest with you. We had trouble procuring the proprietary concentrate of the organic chicken broth, which is literally the equivalent of them. I mean, we think it's like 50, it's hard to quantify, 50, 60 things of chicken noodle soup, but none of the calories, basically. All condensed, the bone broth essence, and then the turmeric root, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, the goji berry, alfalfa powder, and even more. And so it was costing us, I think it was like $20 a keg to make. And we went with an even bigger supplier in the U.S., but it took them 5 months to tool up. And we've renamed it because it's a new formula, and under law, when you change a formula, you just can't change the name, or you call it Plus. It's no longer Caveman. It's now Ultimate Bone Broth. You know about bone broth and what it does. You mix this in with your whey. You mix it in with your smoothies. You mix it in with everything. It tastes great. Doesn't really taste wonderful by itself, but you just slam it down. This is the ultimate meal replacement. It's great for your joints, energy. Everybody knows that, you know, you're sick, take the, you know, chicken noodle soup, leave the bones in, as grandma would do, boil it down. It's absorbed by the cells. It's really good for you. There are so many studies on bone broth, so much research. This is, as we study the industry, like 3 years ago, I was doing research on hot products and saw that bone broth was the hottest thing in like 2016, 2015. And I went and looked at the formulas and they were super weak. And I said, I want something, you know, 5-10 times stronger than anybody else. So they have other formulas out there that are $60 that aren't even as strong or good. At $39, it's a great deal. This baby is $19.95 out of the gates, and how can I do it? We quadrupled the order because it was a bestseller before. We did three runs of it, but it took so long to get all the ingredients together for each run. I said double the order. Well, I didn't know I doubled the last order, so they quadrupled the order. It's been sold out for 4 or 5 months, but it's back now, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com, Ultimate Bone Broth, chocolate flavor, natural, made with cartilage bone broth, paleo ingredients, the Next generation of advanced paleo nutrition for my joints, my energy, my stamina, meal replacement. Mix it in with whey, mix it in with some fruit, put it in the blender. Unbelievably delicious. Sometimes I throw some spirulina in, some, you know, green food. We haven't come up with that yet. We got one developing. Take a few fish oils. I was going on Coast to Coast AM the other night. I've been up since 5 a.m., and I was about to be up for a couple hours. And, you know, I was like, you know, in the old days, I drank a bunch of coffee. And I said, you know what? I went over to the counter. I got some of our Ultimate Fish Oil. Threw three of those big old capsules, totally organic, down my throat, wild harvested. Made a smoothie with this. Threw in some spirulina on top of it. Boom. I was having trouble going to sleep at 3 a.m. after the show. So, again, folks, we will not be here without you. These are great products. Ultimate bone broth, next level, beyond one, you know, the way that's out there, beyond the other things. This is it. This is, there's no fillers in this. This is explosive. You know, Popeye goes crazy whenever he sits there and, you know, takes the spinach. Oh, yeah, right. That's a cartoon. Well, if that was the case, if he took this, he'd turn into Godzilla. Ultimate bone broth, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We have our new product. It's the female version of Alpha Power, Ultimate Female Force, and so much more. Now, he'll be hosting the next hour, and he's an investigative journalist and does a great job covering the waterfront, CitizenJournalismSchool.com. And he's got the rest of the story from the big Politico article about the situation with how they laundered money into Russia, supposedly to topple Russia, and took it back into the Hillary campaign. This is the smoking gun. Why is the Justice Department doing nothing? It's compromised by Rosenstein and others. So he'll also talk about what does he think Trump should do to counter this 76 days out. Ukrainian efforts to sabotage Trump backfire. That's a year and a half ago. Politico, now with exclusive interviews in the next hour with the folks who are actually in the article, is Lee Stranahan. Lee, we got 2 minutes to break. Tell us what's coming up and why it's so important.
No, wait, Alex Jones, I thought CNN had gotten rid of you. That's what they told me. Wait, I can't believe I'm seeing you here.
I know. They said I'd be shut down immediately. Instead, we've got 10 times the traffic we used to have. Now, part of that's because of DrudgeReport.com and that wonderful Patriot, but yeah.
Shows me for listening to CNN. But yeah, this was a big story, and I got to tell you, if you or I had run this story that Politico ran, saying that the Ukrainian government colluded with the DNC, they'd call it a conspiracy theory, right? They'd go, well, Lee hosts the show for Sputnik, and Alex Jones is Alex Jones. But this is Politico who ran that story. And Ken Vogel, the reporter, was later hired by the New York Times. They didn't retract the story. They've never corrected it. This is their story, that the Ukrainian government colluded with the DNC. But I've been following that story for over a year and talking about it, because it's a big story if you think about it. At the time it came out, we weren't thinking about there was no Mueller investigation. But if you think about it, the Ukrainian government colluding with the DNC is exactly what the DNC ends up accusing Donald Trump of doing, except saying, oh, he's doing it with the Russians. So what you'll see here, if you look at this story, is that this has been a fiction. We've been in this upside-down world because the DNC created this narrative in the 2016 election before the Trump Tower meeting.
Sure, they knew their Achilles heel was being sold out to foreign governments, so they projected onto Trump what they had themselves had done.
And because we had overthrown by a coup, because we'd installed the Obama administration, did a coup and got Yanukovych out of there. We'd installed the Ukrainian government.
And by the way, Soros went on Fareed Zakaria and bragged about the $5 billion and the State Department. So, yeah, it's all on record. And so they had Ukraine as their engine. So they used money to Ukraine, money to
healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.